This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two items with which to begin the program on this Wednesday. Item one, ExxonMobil. Today, shareholders in the world's biggest publicly traded oil company overwhelmingly approved a non-binding proposal on climate change, asking management to tally up what global warming might mean for the bottom line, how low-carbon policies would affect Exxon profits, in other words. Item two, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who said on Twitter today after calling the White House that if President Trump ignores his advice and the advice of dozens of other CEOs in this economy and pulls the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement, as he has threatened to do, Musk would leave the White House business advisory councils on which he sits. So while we wait for the president to say what he is going to do about Paris, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going with a look at why businesses are still planning for a low-carbon economy no matter what Trump does.
Earlier this month, the CEOs of 30 companies issued an open letter to President Trump expressing their strong support for the U.S. remaining in the Paris Climate Agreement. Some big names signed it: Dow, Procter & Gamble. Regardless of what President Trump does, these companies and many others are moving away from fossil fuels, have been for years. But Matthew Norden with clean energy developer MNL Partners says that's not enough.
I think it's really hard to envision voluntary business commitment alone getting you anywhere near where you need to be to avoid disastrous effects of climate change.
Norden also says some of the biggest polluters, including power and transportation companies, are not entirely on board. He says power companies have to make short-term decisions. How much should they invest in renewable energy or to reopen a coal-fired power plant? He says a decision like that has to please shareholders.
It's made depending on whether they feel like they have the wind at their backs.
Whether the U.S. government is doing things like backing out of the Paris Agreement. But how much does the Paris Agreement matter ultimately? Not much, if you ask Bob Litterman at the New York investment firm Kepos Capital.
It was all the countries of the world getting together and saying, we recognize we have to move together on this. But it didn't have any binding impact on any individual country.
Besides, Litterman says, President Trump's successor can always bring the U.S. back into the Paris Agreement. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.